This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Increasingly, fashion design and development processes are happening in virtual environments. Responding to this digital revolution, Cotton Research and Promotion Organization, Cotton Incorporated, has developed tools including a 3D-ready fabric library that's compatible with software like Clo and Browseware. Most recently, Cotton Incorporated's Cottonworks website debuted an interactive virtual showroom that visualizes how cotton fabrics translate to garments and showcases the natural fiber's versatility. I'm Jessica Binns, Managing Editor and Technology Editor at Source and Journal. Here with me to discuss the virtual showroom is Catherine Absher, Manager, Fashion and Digital Marketing in Cotton Incorporated's Global Supply Chain Marketing Department. Welcome, Kate.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh, thanks for joining us. To start off, why did you decide to create this virtual showroom? What need did you see in the market for a platform like this?
So for many years, a major part of our efforts to promote cotton to the fashion and textile industry has been to create inspirational fabrics to show brands how they could be using cotton. We show these fabrics in person at trade shows and events. We also show them online at cottonworks.com. And in 2020, we began digitalizing those fabrics or creating digital versions of the fabrics that can be used in 3D prototyping software. And I don't know if anyone remembers, but that was right. That year, 2020, was right when many companies found themselves having to pivot to more digital ways of working because of the pandemic, of course. And the digital fabric library launched at the end of that year with about 200 fabrics. Since then, we've been working to get the message out that we have this high quality free resource of cotton digital fabrics, and the virtual showroom is a place to feature and to market them. It's sort of like a native environment for digital fashion and digital fabrics. And we use it to show brands, mills, and of course, students what our fabrics could be and how they could be used and what they could be doing with cotton in digital product creation. And now that digital fabrics and 3D prototyping and DPC is more widely used, the industry is just working in a kind of a different way. And we felt the need to offer a different kind of user experience from all the other ways that we currently connect with our audience and to try to engage users in new ways. So that was our thought process behind the creation of the showroom.
Could you take me through the development process for the showroom? How did Cotton Incorporated's team design and build the platform?
We started with a lot of research first into, you know, what's possible, what kinds of other digital experiences are out there, and then trying to reconcile all of our ideas with what's feasible and what's relevant to our users. And of course, you know, what services different providers could offer us. So, you know, during our research, we found a lot of companies trying to recreate existing spaces, like a digital version of their flagship store or something like that. But of course, as mainly a research and marketing organization, we don't have a real physical space to recreate. So we were, our kind of unique challenge was trying to come up with like an imaginary space. That research, we started to kind of, you know, get our ideas down for what that space could look like. We did even some hand sketching just on paper to try to help, you know, our service provider really understand what our vision was. And then we kind of went back and forth with them until we got to something that was, you know, speaking to what we needed and to what they were able to do. And then the next step was really to figure out what fabric collections we wanted to feature, what, you know, creating the content that we wanted to have, figuring out different ways to display things. It was an interesting process and quite a lengthy process, and learned something new all the time.
I'm sure you did. Now, for the industry, what are the key benefits of the showroom, and how can brands and manufacturers get the most out of this resource?
The virtual showroom is all about engagement and inspiration. It's a place to get inspired by what we're doing, you know, see what new developments we're offering, fabrics that have sustainability benefits, that have different performance features, and of course, creative inspiration from on-trend fabrics. So the best way to get the most out of the experience is always to check back with us to see what's new, because we're always working on content and updates. Look around, explore, engage with the content, and let us know if there's something different that, you know, users would be interested to see.
So now that the showroom has been up and running for a little while, what kind of feedback are you hearing from your users?
So far, we've had some great feedback and we've had some really good engagement. We've been really pleased with kind of the list of brands and retailers and manufacturers who've come to visit. It's great to see all that interest. Our users tell us that it's fun and easy to use. They enjoy exploring the space and interacting with the various things that we have to offer. I think, you know, the main thing people want is more everything, more fabrics, more swatches, more videos, more. So we're working to fill that need.
Great. Well, speaking of more, since the initial launch, you expanded the showroom with a denim category spotlight that debuted just a couple of months ago in October. How do you plan to update the showroom in the future?
Yeah, so our approach has been to curate smaller collections of fabrics to really highlight and feature what's great about them. We have kind of our full library already available on Cottonworks. So we're really using the showroom as a way to kind of promote specific categories, whether that's product or fabric or technology, or highlight specific marketing initiatives. So yeah, as you said, our first update was to do the spotlight on denim. We had a new fabric collection there, and we had a group of inspirational looks designed by our trend forecasters. Our next update is going to be coming out in January, and we're actually going to be featuring more of a marketing initiative. We're featuring the winners of a design competition, which was hosted by the Cotton Incorporated team in Mexico City. A small group of independent designers selected fabrics from our extensive cotton fabric development collection. And they use those fabrics to design and then to manufacture some small garment collections. And the three winners had their garments digitalized, and the digital twins are going to be featured in the virtual showroom next year.
Can't wait to see that. So one of the goals of Cotton Incorporated is to encourage the industry, obviously, to choose cotton for their garment compositions. How does the showroom support wider adoption of cotton, including blends, in categories like activewear and performance apparel?
Well, you know, synthetic fibers do dominate the activewear and the performance apparel markets. So, you know, in trying to market cotton to the industry, showing people what cotton can do, you know, in those product categories is key. That is how we're using the showroom. We are featuring an active collection there currently. We have a variety of performance technologies, fabric blends, fabric constructions, and of course, garment inspiration featured there. You know, the showroom really provides us with another avenue, another way of inspiring and supporting the industry members who are responsible for fiber selection. And it also provides us another way to reach students, the next generation of industry professionals and leaders. The showroom, in combination with all of our other efforts for education and outreach, that's kind of, we're using all the avenues, basically.
And so, Kate, how else is Cotton Incorporated engaging the next generation, especially students?
So in the beginning of next year, we're actually hosting our first ever 3D design competition in partnership with ArtsThread, which is a leading digital platform for emerging designers and artists. So the competition is going to be open for the spring semester, and students can submit their work, their design entries using 3D prototyping software, and of course, our digital cotton fabrics. So we're really excited to see what students can create with cotton in 3D. So we hope that we'll get a lot of exciting entries and be able to feature some great student work next summer when the judging happens.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we're really excited about our, this competition. So looking forward to that, and hopefully a lot of other great things coming next year. So thank you so much for this conversation. It's great to speak with you.
Pleasure to have you, Kate.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.